A science center has been built on the preserve. Yes. Talk to us about that and its function.
Let me back up just a little bit. As I mentioned, the Osage tribe owns all the minerals on the preserve, and basically all in Osage County. They're administered by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They have an office there in Pawhuska. The Osages and the BIA were very skeptical about the Nature Conservancy coming in. So we had a lot of public relations work to do. You know, I had worked with a lot of those people for a lot of years. And so we had made really good progress dealing with the tribe and dealing with the BIA. Then I got a call that a TU professor wanted to get involved in oil and gas reclamation of disturbed areas. I thought, oh no, this is all we need is some ivory-towered professor coming up here and messing up all the work we've done building bridges with the Osages and the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Let me just point out, that's Tulsa University.
The University of Tulsa. And the professor was Kerry Sublette. Well, he's one of the best things that ever happened to the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. He came up and he personally raised, over the course of years, over $1 million of outside money to be put into remediating and reclaiming old saltwater and oil scarred areas. That's pretty remarkable. He also developed a video to instruct the BIA employees and the oil producers how to remediate a saltwater spill or an oil spill. The problem he had is he would come up, he would raise the money to do this, he would bring students up, and they could have actual on-the-ground experience, great teaching tool, but they had to collect their samples and then take them back to the University of Tulsa to analyze them. And he said, we need a research facility here on the grounds. So the idea was born to establish an ecological research station that we now have, and it's a joint project with the University of Tulsa. It's been one of the most successful and astounding developments on the preserve.
It includes a classroom that can be divided by the sliding door, which is used not only for the conservancy and its docents, but there are all sorts of ranch meetings, oilman meetings. It's a sort of a community center. It has two laboratories, it has a specimen room, a conference room, satellite uplink so that professors can communicate back home. It even has tornado shelters. And then nearby, they took the old foreman's house and fixed that up so that you have to bring your own bedding up, but they can take, I think, up to 24 people in there. So a scientist or a professor with some graduate students can come up and stay. It's got kitchen facilities, washrooms, showers. It's fairly primitive, but nothing primitive about the research center. It's really made a tremendous difference because, as Harvey said, these professors or scientists don't have to keep running back and forth, sometimes hundreds of miles, to their labs at school.